This is IGN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are Final Fantasy VII Rebirth sales struggling? It's Monday, April 22nd, and this is IGN News. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth launched as a PlayStation 5 exclusive at the end of February and met with critical acclaim. IGN's Final Fantasy VII Rebirth review, for example, awarded Square Enix's latest a 9 out of 10. But since the game's launch, an ongoing debate has emerged around its sales success, or lack of. Square Enix has yet to announce a sales figure for Rebirth, the second game in a planned trilogy of remakes of the seminal Final Fantasy VII. This in itself is telling. The company has announced launch sales for recent Final Fantasy VII games. For example, Square Enix announced that Final Fantasy XVI, a fellow PS5 exclusive, had sold over 3 million copies during its first week on sale. Going back further, Square Enix announced Final Fantasy VII Remake shifted 3.5 million copies in 3 days when it launched as a PlayStation 4 exclusive in April 2020. Final Fantasy XV sold 5 million units in its first day, but that game launched on PS4 and Xbox One in November 2016. Final Fantasy XV remains the fastest-selling game in the history of the series. So far, Square Enix has said nothing about Rebirth sales, and we're now coming up on 2 months since release. Based on the publisher's previous behavior around sales announcements, you'd expect Square Enix would have made an announcement by now if sales of Rebirth had been positive. The debate around the game's sales was given a shot in the arm when analyst Daniel Ahmad, director of research and insights at Nikko Partners, tweeted to say Rebirth was underperforming sales-wise and that it was selling about half of what Remake sold in the same time frame. Additionally, Ahmad said it was looking like Rebirth had a weaker tail than Rebirth's had prior to any release in a subscription service such as PlayStation Plus. In the UK, GamesIndustry.biz head honcho Christopher Dring reported that Rebirth launch sales were down 34% over the Remake launch, but up 6% over launch sales of Final Fantasy XVI, a slightly confusing picture in Great Britain. How about in Japan? We have hard data for physical game sales there, but not download sales information. Still, going by physical sales, we can see Rebirth has had a tough time compared to other recent Final Fantasy games. Rebirth enjoyed the second biggest PS5 launch in Japan, behind only Final Fantasy XVI, with 262,656 physical copies sold, compared to Final Fantasy XVI's 336,027 sold. However, it's a less rosy picture when compared to other Final Fantasy games. Final Fantasy VII Remake, for example, sold 702,853 copies in Japan at launch, whereas Final Fantasy XV sold 716,649 copies at launch. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the rest of this story, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.